Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Introducing the greatest animated series you've never seen, Lightning Dogs. These canine commandos are lost on a post-apocalyptic Earth and battling the forces of the evil Glampire. It's a tribute to the cartoons and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, and Nerdy Show is hell-bent on bringing it to life.
Blocks sold separately.
Join us as we document our quest from the moment lightning struck to every world-building session and beyond, and make our crazy dream a reality. Roll with the pack at lightningdogs.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the dungeon.
We're live.
Welcome to the gungeon.
Welcome to Leyliners Part 9, an actual play podcast based on the artifact system we're developing in our sister podcast, RPG From Scratch. If this game and what we're doing here sounds like something you'd like to do with your friends, check out patreon.com/RPGFS. That's where we post all the rule books we make for patrons and all the content that gets cut out of stuff like this.
I don't consider RPG From Scratch the sister podcast. These are definitely kissing cousin podcasts.
Isn't it the mom and the baby?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, actually. We'll go with that. It is much more the mama and the baby.
Daughter podcast.
Yeah. No, mom, our mama podcast, RPG From Scratch.
Yes.
We're okay. The baby.
Yeah, we're the daughter, yeah.
So thank you all for joining us. Thank you to those who are on stream and were very patient as we did a lot of math, which you know is not our strong suit as a whole. No, I'm not pointing any fingers. So...
I mean, if we take an average, then no.
You're right. No, as an average, you're correct.
Savannah, could you take that
or
average
a median,
for us?
Or a median? Or a moan?
Plus one. So how's everybody doing, by the way, before we start? It's been 2 weeks.
Yep.
How are we doing?
Feeling okay-ish.
Happy birthday, Nesbitt.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah. How old are you now? 46.
Approximately.
I specifically asked what I should bring for your birthday for treats.
Yeah, and I said, nah, it's cool.
Did you at least bring him a beer?
He brought his own. I know he brings
He brings a suitcase of beer.
Please,
every
woman.
You could have just brought one more beer for his suitcase.
No, if anything, I'm going to be poaching beers at the end of the night while we talk about bullshit.
Seems likely, yeah. If you only brought a 4-pack, you're going
to I brought 2 4-packs, thank you, but I was here at 6, so.
All right.
How many beers
So he's
is
got
that?
One left.
Let's do the math.
Pool knows what I'm about.
Again, we're not averaging high. Oh, that's right. Chat, you didn't hear that.
You missed a funny joke.
Yeah, on
Sorry.
Average.
Sorry. Check into the cutting room floor for more information.
It'll be on the final release, but Max earned a momentum there for Kelton, and it's a secret reason now.
He gave it to me.
Did I?
He did.
No, Kelton gave it to her.
Oh, you can do that? Ooh, I don't know if it's transferable.
I don't want that to be true.
I already put the plus one.
and the plus ones are not erasable.
I already
it's a flawed system.
I already put it.
Let's get back into it. Where you last left your characters, you had set 2/10 worth of prisoners free. You'd reconnected with Kelton. You'd had real heart-to-heart moments. Then you decided to attack the guards on the outside, even though the prisoners were free. It is pure chaos in the camp, but they're starting to get a handle on it, but they probably haven't noticed that most of the prisoners are trying to escape out the back. However, your man that you tried to get to come into the tent ran off to tell everybody. So, we leave you where you were. What do you do?
We kill him.
He's gone.
He's gone.
We go and we find him and we kill him.
He's out in the big mix.
We kill him.
Okay.
Okay, so I listened to the last one, and the last situation, like what we were seeing when we left off, was crazy-ass monsters that they're probably controlling the illusion or whatever with some badass-looking magic dudes
yeah.
or bringing them back under control. Are we thinking about killing those magic dudes?
Fuck yeah, we are.
Fuck yes.
There's nothing you guys like more than killing people who use magic.
Do they have
magic? I mean,
I fucking hate magic.
Yeah.
Do they have Galen's fork?
That is a point.
I will definitely tell Galen that they have her fork.
And Galen will listen.
Esmond specifically promised to get that fork back.
He did.
It's a holy quest.
I'll bring this whole place down.
Let's do it.
So the magic users are trying to get this under control. Somebody's running off to tell the Larsons that the prisoners have escaped. There's a fire that is presumably being fought at the Brookie Stables. And there's one more tent of people chained up.
Let's fight mage, help prisoners, get our shit. What? I think that's our three-step program.
Yes, but we also do need to consider that if we kill those mages, then the things that they're stopping from rampaging might murder us.
Then we kill them too. Or we die.
Or we run away.
That's an acceptable...
That's something that we need to talk about too. To remember before you jump headfirst into battle with them is that you don't have your stuff.
Yeah.
You've got some stuff.
Yeah.
It's not your stuff.
Nope. Yeah. I don't care.
Speaking of the stuff that you have... Speaking of the stuff that you have, there was an amulet that you got from the caster that you killed who was guarding his tent.
Yeah,
I will say it takes time. We'll say it takes a full minute of somebody with magic investigating it to find out what it does.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to insert that minute, whether before or after this or during, that's up to you.
Do you want to do that while I heal up anything that we did Nesbitt? In that last fight?
Nesbitt, you're the manager. I would like you to make an executive decision.
So am I able to perceive a rate of success of the mages doing their job?
I would say...
Does it look like they got it under control, or are they struggling with it?
It seems like a struggle. Like, so imagine, if we're to put this in the context of the amount of time and effort it's taking, it's like a lion tamer has two helpers. Both of them have snares out, but the lion is going ballistic.
And the lion is the size of an elephant.
It's not that big. It's the size...
It is as deadly as a lion the size of an elephant.
It is the size of a hippopotamus, we'll say.
Ooh. A lion the size of a hippopotamus? Still fucking terrifying.
Just a hippopotamus.
Still, more terrifying.
Yeah.
I would rather... Elephant?
Are we talking by shoulder height or by volume?
By shoulder height.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah. You ever seen a hippo underwater? It's very strange. They only use like one toe to propel themselves.
Yeah, they're very dainty.
It's cute.
Nice.
Like that.
That's why they're the ballerinas.
They
are the most powerful and fearsome murder beasts on Earth.
Yes. You know it's going to take them some time, but if they get enough assistance, they'll pretty much have it on lock in a few minutes if they're not interrupted. But it's mayhem, and they don't know that the prisoners have escaped yet. You could probably assume that as soon as somebody notices the prisoners have escaped, that might slow them down a bit.
Prisoners, leave. Set fire to a bunch of things. Wait outside. See what happens.
I think
outside of what?
This compound.
Now, to get outside the compound would be very complicated because it's entirely enclosed except for the giant gate that they're building to be able to flop open.
But what is it? What is it made out of again?
It's 50-foot tall
trees.
Like trees, basically.
Yeah, basically. Shit, no. Giant spikes.
I say murder, escape prisoners, more murder, get our stuff.
What if?
See, I would go. I would go.
Yeah. That's a five-step plan.
We tell the escape prisoners who are stuck in the back, because they've got nowhere to go with this 50-foot log, that the front gate is open and they can get out now. And we point them at the mages who are... Use a riot for our own good for once.
Okay, well, let's set up the positioning that you are here, okay? So I'll pull up the map so that you guys can see it. I actually posted it, listeners. If you want to check the map of the Larson Fort, you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/RPGFS. Go to the last Leyliners Part 8. You can download a PDF of the image of the fort.
Also, maybe you just become a Patreon subscriber. That'd be good.
So this red circle is where you guys currently are.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
This other red circle is where the fire is. This open field here between you and the Brookie Stables and the General's tent is the staging area, and that's where the mages are kind of trying to wrestle this thing down.
Okay.
Now, the closest POW tent to you is the largest, but it's right next to the forge and in full view of the barracks.
More loose prisoners... causes more chaos, and having things makes beating people easier. Those would be my two priorities. Okay. Before
I was just thinking
that's my thought.
We send the innocent prisoners in front of us to destroy.
I definitely, Obed is not down with the meat shields.
But what about John? Is John down with the meat shields?
Look, he didn't like us killing demonic children, so...
Yeah, I don't think you would even let me eat them.
They were ghosts. You can't eat ghosts.
They were not necessarily... We didn't know.
Although, apparently ghosts can suck your dick.
That is a Ghostbusters reference.
This is a canon.
I thought it was a Nicole Kidman
Thank God.
Reference.
Thank God it was removed from
Second
canon.
Ghostbusters is reference of the night, I believe.
It's the first. It's just something that happened off camera. Okay.
Answer the call, my dudes.
So that's the position. Everybody got a decent sense of where they are?
Yes.
Okay. That's all. I'll let you deliberate.
Very nice. Thank you.
Okay. Two thoughts. Either one, we all just go fuck up those mages.
Uh-huh.
Or two, we have one magic user stay back, do double duty, study that amulet while they're releasing the prisoners. Then rejoin.
So is that going to be Nesbitt?
I'm not a fucking magic user. What are you talking about?
No offense, but you can't heal.
Yeah, fine. That was...
Fine, I'll look at the amulet.
It's your amulet.
Unless it's good for
that
someone else.
That was a thought. Like,
yeah, I mean, he was
I don't
using
know
it
what,
for
uh,
casting fire, but yeah.
Counterpoint. We set the prisoners on fire. That's creating a bigger reason for them to run over that way while we are the other way.
To run towards the other fire.
It's important to keep all the fire together.
The prisoners are on fire. The prisoners are more important than tents to these people. Or why would they be prisoners?
You know, that's probably true.
My concern with fighting the mages is that it's very in the middle, and I can't imagine just fighting the mages.
Yeah, no, it seems like other stuff is going to happen after we do that.
Beasts, anyone else who happens to be looking.
Are we boars, fish, alligators, and birds, or are we mice?
Also, can't we you set the prisoners loose and then you save the
Brewskis?
You save them.
I don't think that's on any
our
of
stuff,
our priority
and
list.
Then we ride the Brewskis on top of on top of the people and just walk out.
So you're saying
fool
they make
proof plan.
Listen to her. We get the 50-foot wall. We make a ramp out of prisoners.
Okay. Like human World pyramid War Z. Style.
Okay. Yes. All right.
We ride the Brewskis up over the wall.
Brewskis.
And then they immediately break their legs.
No, we hand the prisoners over one by one, like Chain of Monkey style, to make the next ramp. Then we just ride to freedom. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Finally, somebody's on the same page with me. Like we're
the manager.
You're both fired.
No, but I mean, like if the prisoners are free or whatever, and they're going towards the front door, you can call.
You haven't
that.
Really seen what direction they're heading.
Yeah,
yeah.
From your position, it would be difficult.
Mm, yeah,
boss, tell us what to do.
Look at those fucking guys over there. They look like they're having a hard time.
Yeah,
let's give them a harder time.
Sounds good.
Do they have my fork?
Yes.
Okay.
They said they're not ever going to give it back.
Are we going to do the prisoners first, or are we going to...
I'll tell you what. I'll let you make this decision.
I say prisoners amulet first, and then we fuck up some mages.
But they got my fork.
How
are we going to find Starcraft Mountain? All right,
yeah, that's a good idea.
For the sake of some of my skills, I do need some type of a weapon. So, was there anything on the last guys that we beat?
Yeah, the last two that you
fought.
There
was a middle-aged woman with a greatsword.
Yeah, did Galen get her
Grace.
With a pike?
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yes, you have a pike.
I got you a pike. And I'm using scimitars now.
Yeah,
does it feel good?
It's a little heavy.
Yeah, the middle-aged female with the greatsword last time, and who else?
Can it be?
There was another male with two scimitars.
They're doing a prequel.
Yeah, we had two scimitar
girl
guys.
With a gladius.
And there was a guy with two scimitars who ran away, and then there was the lady with no weapon. She was using her hands to cast. Mm-hmm.
Cut off her hand.
And she was the one with the amulet.
Yes.
How much? What's the weapon class of a greatsword?
Greatsword is weapon class...
I think it's the same as
six?
The pike.
Weapon class 5.
I'm going to pick that up so I don't have to redo any math.
Cool.
Yay!
That's the only reason I'm going to
Do we
pick that
have
up.
Any rope or string or anything like that? Anybody?
I think they would have taken
I asked about all of our gear.
You've got hundreds of feet of chains.
That's true. I was going to say, because we could make nunchucks out of the hands. And they probably still have a little bit of magic in them.
Handshake nunchucks?
Yes. So you cut off the hands of mages that are hand casters. Yeah. You chain them together, and you use it like the way a Jedi would lightsaber nunchucks. I like that. Okay, that's an item. We'll use that later. Okay. That's a new artifact.
So we got time to craft that.
All right, so chat, I want to put you to work. I should have done this earlier. What I want from you, you know the situation. You know that they're in a fort. There's tons of this stuff going on. I need environmental or events that can happen when they critically fail. So when they spend momentum and it fails, I want as many things as you can think of that are reasonably bad and not just a meteor hits.
Also, if you could give me Nesbitt, Obed, / Vic, I'd be real happy.
I'm top!
But only because Esmond's a power bottom. He's got that strong tail.
I fucking throw it back, homie.
Can we stop?
The plan, as I understand it, is you're going to try to set the prisoners free of the largest tent. And while you're doing that, Esmond is going to be studying the amulet to try to figure out its properties. Okay, so this is the biggest tent, okay? So it currently, you're looking at the rear of it. It's broadside.
Oh, that tent thick.
And you haven't entered yet. To get in from this side, you have to cut an opening or go under the flap. Or you can go around and see if anybody's guarding it.
I bet there's people guarding it.
I bet there's people inside.
Should we peek under the flap?
Yeah, see if anyone's feetsies are underneath.
Yeah, I'm going to take a quick peek under the flap.
Okay, you look under the flap, and you see, you're at ground level with your eyesight right now, you see a row of probably 30 people, and you can tell that there's a row ahead of them at least. And you can't really see past that if you're, you know, if your head's on the ground.
Yeah, right.
Amulet. Amulet.
Tell me your secrets.
Yeah.
I think y'all were right on the prioritizing freeing the dudes.
We're liberators.
Yeah. I like the mages being distracted, but I think there's a value add in letting all these dudes out. So, yeah, let's just...
Idea. We set the tent with the prisoners on fire.
You already did this.
They start running, so the tent moves with them on fire. We start screaming, dragon. Everybody books it.
It's like in the animated Robin Hood.
It's not a canoe. It is a giant tent. You have to dismantle the whole thing.
Thinking the whole tent and the archery scene.
Oh, that's so good.
Third verse, same as the second. Let's fucking go into that tent.
I was going to say, do you just want to stealth roll under and see what you can see?
No, Thin Lizzy this bitch. Come on.
All right.
Why are you so obsessed with Lizzy?
What fucking part of Thin Lizzy do you not understand?
Because Thin Lizzy is fucking... awesome.
What about Sick Elizabeth?
Sick
Elizabeth.
I would eat her.
Let's figure this out. So you guys going to cut through the tent? You're going to go under it? How are you going to manage it?
I think we're cutting through the tent and we're running in.
Hand me a Thin Lizzy.
The compromise of charging the two dangerous mages and sneaking in and releasing the prisoners is charging into the tent with the prisoners.
Yep.
It's on brand.
Yeah. So that fit. Yeah.
Okay. So when you get in, everybody turns and looks at you and they're just like, help, help. Clearly you're like, oh, shut up. Like, you know, what's going on? You look at the front. There's nobody guarding it.
All right.
Do the same keys work?
The keys do work.
Yeah. All right. Whoever has the keys, start doing shit.
So there's probably, what I said, there was 12 people per row?
You said 30. 30.
I said 30, I'm sorry. Yeah, so there's 90 total prisoners in here.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wild.
And as you unlock
them... This is a popular hill.
I was going to say, this hill is crazy.
it is a popular hill.
Yeah.
It is a religious fixture, and it's near...
Makeup point, I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did mention that, yeah.
How many mages were there again?
How many couples are in the tent?
How many couples? It's hard to tell.
So many. A couple thruples.
Couple thruples would be a good band
just
name.
A couple of thruples.
I was about to say, hello, Boston. Shit.
But then you have to have six people. Well, no, I guess you could mix and match.
Yeah.
Four people for a couple thruples.
No, a couple thruples would be two sets of three.
Yeah. So you could have a minimum of four people.
Oh, you're right. You could have even think of that.
Yeah. You could have a ska band, a handful of thruples.
It's true. Well,
because like Ska Band, you could have 30, 40 people on stage.
You could have 70 people on stage, and they'd still be like, oh, no, Ska, whatever. Yeah.
I was just wondering, how many mages were there?
As far as you could tell, you could only really see one, but you could tell that the influence of others was happening. It was a very narrow area you were seeing this
happen
through. I was going to
say, we tell the prisoners, the mages have the key to get out the front door. There's 90 of you, three of them.
They all went through the front door. There's no door. It's like a murder
box. Yeah, but they're like...
choke point.
Yeah,
they're not thinking clearly right now. I think we have the advantage. I think
let's take advantage of that.
Well, if there's no door, then 90 people charging towards the door is...
Yeah, but we get them to charge the mages, kill the mages, and then they don't find a key.
Can 90 people charging break down a wall?
Not this big.
No,
not this big.
90 people can't pull down one of those trees.
Well, what if you set those 90 people on fire? That'd be tough. Would they burn down the wall?
You know what? You could play with that scenario. We could see how that goes.
Galen doesn't
use
do magic.
I use them as fuel.
Okay, so did we free them?
Yeah, so yeah, we're...
So they're being freed.
Okay. Yeah, now, we're now, working our ways down the line.
You have any instructions for them? They haven't seen anything of what's going on outside.
Have any of you seen a sauerkraut fork?
You see one lone old man. He's an old fish. Let's say he's like the wall fish flounder.
Mm-hmm.
He's got eyes on the side of one side of his body, and he flips that side of his body too, and he says, I did. I saw somebody with a sauerkraut fork.
Where was it?
He was the captain of the guard. Oh, he brandished it, and I was jealous.
He's trying to get to Sauerkraut Mountain. And Galen shakes her feathered fist.
He limps towards you slowly. He falls to one knee. Take me with you.
Is Sauerkraut Mountain our version of Rock Candy Mountain?
Yeah, in my
mind it is. All the jails are made of 10.
He's in a better place now. He's at Sauerkraut Mountain.
Went to a farm.
He bought the
upstate.
Mountain.
All Brookies go to Sauerkraut Mountain.
Mm. All right. Hey, you guys.
Holy shit. Fuck, it took a second.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, let's...
Fuck, that was really good.
I think we're on a roll today, folks. I think we're doing pretty...
I mean, we're not getting anything done.
Yeah, no, but...
So far, we've moved a little bit of fabric.
You're the only rolling stone that gathers moss.
Yeah.
All of you fuckers, go out that door and just... Fucking run around, man. Just go crazy.
Just run around.
Riot.
Like, well, what about all the soldiers and...
Riot.
Kill them and take their
time. I bet you outnumber them. Like, you guys showed up here one at a time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Now you're a mob.
There's probably only like 8 of them.
I like how every representative of NPCs I come up with on the fly sounds exactly the same.
Why? Shitty Morty?
You son of a bitch! I'm in!
Great, man. Fucking go wild.
Right. So they run. They go out. Some go out the flap. Some go out the others. And you hear the first people to run out go, oh, shit!
Do they see the brewskis on fire?
Well, you don't see through their eyes.
So far, Galen is the only person who cares about the brewski.
Now, let's say that took a minute.
Okay.
So you are able to identify the properties of this amulet. This amulet is an amulet of focus, rank 2. And what that means is that for 2 rounds,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to be consecutive, per day, you can double your composure.
Okay.
What's your composure?
2.
That's better that for you than me, then.
Is it?
Really? Because you heal with composure, correct? Ooh. Guess what? If I have to pick +1 healing or +2 damage...
Well, I did just get, like, my daily is composure-based, and
I chuck it at you. I'm like, I was looking for strength, motherfucker.
All right.
Well, it'll double the amount of orbs you can make.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet. I'll take it.
All right.
You do have a couple composure things, I think, right, as command?
Yeah.
Obed gets the amulet of focus, rank 2.
God, I want it to be strength. I was fucking hoping.
That'll be a fun one.
Is that like a certain die, or is it just like a...
Hey, yeah.
Damage and dodge, motherfucker. I don't even care about you mealy fuckers. It's my shit.
What was your question, Savannah?
Like, if you have an item like that, like, do you have to roll to see if it works?
No.
Or?
I can just only do it twice a day.
Twice a day for 1 round each.
Mm.
So you can have them be consecutive or not. You could just say, at the start of my round, I'm using the amulet. It's an immediate action, so you don't have to spend a swift action to activate it. Okay. But your composure just doubles for that round.
Nice.
Okay.
I like that. That's neat.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're out there. What do you guys do?
I imagine most of them went out the actual tent.
Yes.
Entrance, like
let's,
the
let's say about 50-50.
Okay.
Because you came in through the flap in the all back right that you created, so they know that that way is at least a little clear.
Right. We go back out the way we came. Okay. And
hey, go I know what this mages does know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Spur good. Spur good. Here, Obed.
Oh, thanks.
You're a composed individual, I guess.
I mean, I feel a little bit more composed with this.
You look it.
Thanks.
You're looking dapper. You're looking strong.
Oh, it's a good day, guys.
More like compost. Ah.
Hey.
He got an axe, though. Or mace. Fuck
yeah,
you.
I gave you no, the ice
yeah,
mace.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, we're like buds. And I like hit you with the ice mace.
Ka-tunk.
Just like, ah.
Kelton, you guys don't have your armor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, however, you're going to be, if you engage these mages, odds are, who has armor, maybe? I don't know.
Does Galen have her armor? Because it's just her sweater.
No, you don't.
They
no,
took my sweater?
They would have taken the plates of armor out of it or whatever you sewed into it.
It was just a sweater.
They replaced it with a worse sweater.
It wasn't a turtleneck.
Took Grandma's
Galen
sweater.
Galen, a non-turtleneck is definitely
we're going
a worse sweater.
To kill.
Yeah.
As many of them as we can before they kill us.
In fact, it was so not a turtleneck, it was a deep V-neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, deep but now V? You can see them bird boop titties. Mm.
That's pretty
oh,
foul.
Hell yeah.
Chicken breasts.
No.
She's a seagull, you fool.
I'm more of a thigh man myself. But
I am now. I didn't used to be.
Yeah, dark meat.
That's so the best.
Let's figure out. You guys go out the back flap. You guys go out the back flap, and you see like the prisoners that went out that way are kind of trying
dying.
To. No, they're not dying. A few of them have like frozen in the view of what the mages are doing. They're like, with the monsters. And then other ones are going the back way, and they're sneaking behind the tents. And some of them are going the direction of the barracks to try to sneak behind that.
Hey, guys, set fires. Just start setting them.
With what?
The other fires.
Yeah, there's fire around.
They have the only fire that's around.
If you see a fire, pick it up and put it somewhere look else.
Look, he just literally takes it, one see of the stakes, wraps some of the tent around it, lights it on fire, like, go start fires.
And then you're about to hand it to a young Gelt girl, and an adult Raven grabs it and is like, yes!
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
And runs off. He's like, this is what I live for.
I have a question.
Remember that guy's name, we're going to hire him.
I have a question. So we were talking about the magic people holding the not hippo things.
Right.
So is
they're
that
very
some
much not.
They're
not resemble
whatever
hippos.
So, like, does a magic person have to be on that at all times? Because, like, are the magic people going to be busy no matter what? They have, like, that thing in their hand. So we can just fuck
point
around
we
and do whatever.
Just,
like, if their focus is, like, well,
like if we're
I
killing
can't
someone right next to the murder beast, are they just like, oh, I wish I could help, but I'm kind of busy?
Hard to know. You know that they were taking shifts.
Okay.
Like, the ones you see corralling this are not the ones you saw when you walked in.
Let's do some harms.
Is there, like, a Larsa armory?
Yeah, I was going to say, where's
our
stuff?
Probably
they put your
adjacent
stuff
to the barracks.
They put your stuff somewhere. So you know that right next to this tent, as you saw as you walked in, is a forge. The only place that would probably be... Can somebody give me an intelligence check? Or actually, make it an awareness check.
What is the stat of awareness?
Intellect.
Intellect.
Talent intuition.
Intuition, add that.
All right. That's a...
Roll twice.
Yeah. That ain't it.
15.
19. 7. 13. 3. Okay. So Esmond and Nesbitt kind of get the feeling, based on what you saw when you were looking around being dragged in, when you look through the open door of the building below the watchtower, you think that might be the quartermaster's room.
Okay. Mm. So we'd have to go along the wall following the prisoners behind the barracks. And that's what the quartermaster would be then. Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to go that direction, get your stuff first.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Because
I don't need any shit, so I'm not involved.
That's
true.
If
we burn our stuff, we're going to be upset.
Yeah, but
how long is it going to take him to put on his armor?
I don't think you wear heavy armor, but it's in our system, heavy armor is kind of a loose term.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
I always
say,
thought it was just like a breastplate, a gambeson.
Yeah.
And
well, a breastplate over a gambeson?
Yeah.
Okay. So
some stuff.
I think that we could say 2 minutes. So if you're really hustling
help,
and you
like,
found it.
We're all like, if we all go.
Well, it's not like a full plate scenario. Like it's not fancy mm-hmm. like
right.
You're not walking around clinking up like a knight. That would be some kind of advanced armor. But it's just heavy armor.
Does everyone take time to like for armor? Like it takes time
to put it on?
Put it on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would take both you and Kelton a little bit of time.
It's just a sweater.
It's a sweater flavor-wise, but mechanically it's the same as his.
Okay.
It's a very heavy sweater. It takes a while.
It's a sweater with ceramic aluminum plates in it.
It's kind of knit like an Afghan, so your pinkies keep going through the holes as you try to put your hand through.
That's the worst.
We don't want to destroy your sweater.
No, Grandma made it.
Still cool with that.
Yeah. Hey, as much as I like seeing you get stabbed, I do need you to stay standing longer.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that there's some gear over in that room there. Let's wander that way, gents.
Should we send some riders ahead?
I think they're going. Some of them are going that way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're all just doing their own thing. I think they have defined their own Thin Lizzy at this point.
So are we just going to go the long way around via the wall?
Follow the wall.
Yeah, let's slip around back there.
Okay, so you start making your way around behind the forge. See, there's smoke coming out of the top, but you don't hear any activity inside of it as you walk past. And you go behind the barracks and you hear the thumping of hundreds of feet and shouting and like, get ready, get ready. You make your way all the way back around the barracks.
I'd like to light that building on fire if possible, passing it.
Okay. Now, doing it while you're passing it. So here's the thing. It's made out of like thick, it's not made of tinder, right?
Does it have a thatched roof?
It does not. It has a wooden plank roof.
All right. It's also multiple stories, I think.
Yeah, it's very large. Now, here's the thing. It's not impossible to set this building on fire.
I can't do it in passing, though.
Correct. Make flame orbs, leave them.
That's really smart.
I'm going to do that.
How many can you make?
I can make 4.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm doing just dropping mines.
All right, so are you putting them all together?
It makes like the Metroid noise as you go by.
In fact, I don't want to put them together. How long is the building?
It's large. It's a couple hundred feet long.
Oh, okay. Well, just I would like to drop one every 5 feet at the beginning of it. So for 20 feet, there's 4 orbs.
Well, here's the thing. The flame orbs, they do burn and they burn hot, but if you want to really catch this thing fast, it probably would be better to put as much heat in one spot as possible.
Okay, well, yes.
Do you need to, are you going to be blocking the door with your orbs?
No, I'm just setting it on fire.
Okay.
I think that's a good corner, too, because it will be the furthest back corner from us.
Well, they can escape out. I'm not here to...
Really? Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I know, but face-to-face.
If we were going to put stuff at the door, then we would be at the door where they're coming out. And we don't want to see them. We just want them to be on fire.
My ancestors used to have a prank. They would set your house on fire, and when you ran out the front door, they would kill you.
That's a real good prank.
It was hilarious.
Very good prank.
Okay, so you're leaving flame orbs at the corner of the barracks. Now, the thing about flame orbs is they kind of need to stay within a certain distance of you. So picking the furthest corner from you is beyond, I think, the 100 or so feet that you can. So you just show me on the
map order.
Yes.
Show me on the map where I touch them.
Yes.
Yes, officer, he called them as flame orbs.
Where's the quartermaster here real quick?
Top right.
Top right.
And we're coming from the tents.
The largest
behind the forge right now.
Oh, you know what? We're just going to go at this corner. I'm just going to drop them right here at this corner right here.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So that is at the if the entrance is north, it's at the northeast portion of the barracks next to the quartermaster. Okay,
and I'm figuring this is like a basketball sized ball of flame.
Oh yeah, very hot because you've combined 4 orbs into one, and you can see that the fact that you're doing that, it's already starting to blacken and crackle, and it's gonna catch. It's gonna start shooting flames up the corner. So it's gonna take a while. If it's gonna spread the whole barracks, it's gonna take a long time. But it is catching.
Yeah.
So now you see the entrance to the quartermaster. It's unguarded, but you hear activity because you're right next to the wall that leads in there. You hear like fighting and like gnashing and stuff like that inside.
Okay. Well,
Kelton. After you.
Kelton, kick in the door.
There's no door. It's an open door.
Kelton
it's an open door.
Kicks the open
kick
space.
In the space.
Kicks the open space.
All right.
Adds momentum, so he fails.
So you walk in, you just do a high kick for effect.
Yeah.
Fist bump accompany that, or?
Yes, but holding the ice mace.
Okay, cool. So when you walk in, you see that there is an older man with a two-handed axe who looks rough. And he has 2 helpers with him. There is a young female with an arming sword and a young male with a short spear. And they are beaten and bloody because inside the room with them are 2 of the night beasts.
Ooh.
And that's where we're going to take a break.
Yay, because I need to pee.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, we're back from break. Thank you for being patient again.
We needed to pee, I'm sorry.
So let me set the scene here. So you guys just entered this quartermaster / armory. I've told you what you're facing down. So the two night beasts do look distinct from one another in subtle ways. One of them, its head has a reddish tint, and the other one only has three legs. It's missing the other two, but it's still ambulatory. It's able to move on. So is it a quick...
Three-legged puppy.
As a quick re-description of what they look like, they have six legs. So imagine a table with six legs.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of it is like a bobbling bobble with one side is wide with teeth. Almost looks like langoliers.
Are they made of meat?
They are made of meat.
Okay.
And a rim around the top of their head.
Stop.
A rim around the top of their head is a red line. From this distance, you can see that it almost has like a hexagonal pattern across it, kind of like a bug's eye.
Is it, gross.
Is that like their health bar? Like what is...
It's probably their eye.
Oh.
No, it's their health bar. Canon health bar.
That'd be so convenient to have like a health bar on your wrist.
Oh, insurance companies would immediately make that the worst part of your life.
Yeah, yeah, but can like you imagine going out drinking and we're just pounding shots?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'd be extremely distressing waking up in the red every fucking morning. Like,
well, here's the thing. I think certain lines would go down and other lines would be like... going way up, and you're like, all right. And you're like, those are the bad lines.
Yeah. I just signed up for a new fitness tracker to act precisely as that.
Dope. Yeah.
That sounds sad.
Hopefully I'm going to feel a lot better, like all the time, which is the goal. You see these two beasts. You got the one with the red head and the one with three legs. This is very clearly the quartermaster's place. There is a locked cage to the right of you, so it would be the northeastern wall. You see spears, but they're all uniform. To match the Larsons, so it's all their stuff. Now, on the left side, with tags on them, is a lot of things that have been taken from everybody. And you very clearly see your weapons, because it's some of the only things that are weapons.
So the one with the red is the quartermaster. We'll probably have the key on it.
The...
Night Beast.
Night Beast.
So stupid. Yeah, the Night Beast.
So stupid.
But you have an intelligence of zero, correct?
Yes.
Ah, I love you.
God damn it. This guy looks like
you look like the manager.
You guys see the layout. I'm going to put them on the map here, and I'll draw. So I think I drew this building a little oversized, probably.
Yeah, that, large.
Just,
yeah, whatever.
Just imagine that
pretty stout, yeah.
Those are walls
yeah.
on the other side, and I think we're fine. But let's get out the purple here. So at the corner, what is in purple there is the pile of things with tags. Some of it is lined up, some of it is not. Your stuff is very much on the pile. Because you were some of the newest people to come in.
We're pretty recent, yeah.
You were tagged for the time and date and stuff like that, so they could presumably return it to you later after they were done doing whatever they came here to do.
Oh, man, they seem kind of kind. Maybe we shouldn't genocide them.
No.
I'm kidding.
Kill them.
I need your people placed outside the door. How you're getting in
How's,
there.
How's this fight? Does it look like it's leaning one way or another?
Forgot about Goldblum.
There goes Jeff Goldblum as as Gaylene.
Mine is the orange one. I would assume Gaylene and Kelton.
Kelton
front
already
center.
Kicked in the door, right?
Yeah,
we'll say
in the
we'll
door.
Say Kelton, then me and Gaylene.
I like being rear guard.
Okay, so Kelton is at the door. You gonna go straight in, or are you gonna baseball round the corners?
Straight in, doing a sweet ass karate kick.
All right, that sounds dope.
That I'd like to roll to intimidate the monsters with.
I'll allow
that
it.
Aren't facing you.
Well, they're never not facing you.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is how sweet this karate kick is.
12 plus. 13
to intimidate them?
Wait, wouldn't that be 15? 12 plus 3?
Plus your composure?
Oh, composure.
Composure
sorry,
is
yeah,
one. So, yeah, 13.
It's hard to tell because they don't seem to be speaking the language, and you probably get the impression that they're pretty scared.
What about the humans? Are they impressed?
They still haven't noticed you.
Oh.
Because I should mention that the humans are trying to push the night beasts out of the door, but they're so far in, and the night beasts are between you and the humans. Or sorry, not the humans. The Larsons.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Can we ask the night beasts if we can just get our stuff?
You can do whatever you want.
What if we kill the night beasts, we get to keep all the stuff, Galen?
Yeah, but if we kill the humans, we probably can have that too.
There's no humans.
Or whatever, I the other peoples.
If we kill the Larsa, we still have beasts to worry about.
By the end of today, all of them will be dead, and maybe even us. And I've accepted that fate.
So let's just get our stuff.
Stage one, night beasts. Stage two, talk shitty to Larson.
Yeah,
stage three stuff.
The beasts are closest. So.
And winning, I think.
It's hard to tell. One of them is clearly missing three of its six legs.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute. You don't
but you did
mess
say that
up.
They were clearly trying to push them out the door, but they are far from the door.
Yes.
So somebody's advancing.
They have clearly rallied and grabbed whatever they could pick up to try to get them. They were probably not armed when the night beasts ran into the door.
Okay.
So, well, it's hard to tell who's winning. Like, they all look really rough right now.
Are they holding a sauerkraut for?
Put them in a bowl.
Okay, so here's my question. Here's my question. Yeah. Do you think that there is a benefit of fighting the night beasts in hopes that we won't be fighting two fronts at the same time?
One side we can have a rational conversation
right.
with. The other is
Larson.
The Zerg.
We're on the same page. I don't know. I think
you get a high five later.
Thanks.
I think someone can just ask the night beast so we can just get our stuff and we can just leave.
I think we should set him on fire and hit him with ice maces and shit.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah. You're the best. You're boss. Your review's coming up, and I think I'm going to fill in a really good one.
You review your boss?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's reverse thing. Where,
yeah,
like,
have you never done that?
No, my boss just reviews me and tells me how great I'm doing, and I say thanks.
Okay.
I've never reviewed my boss.
I've never reviewed my boss, honestly, because I know they'll always find a way to read it.
Yeah.
Let's do battle order.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different now.
Yeah, what's the average? What's everybody's level? They get, let me double check their stats. They get a +3.
We get a +4.
All right, let's go.
Oh, 14. Shit.
Natural 20. So 23,
ooh,
what'd you get?
14.
Okay.
Told you we should just ask them. Now that we're going to die.
Galen.
We're almost always going to die.
Galen, I want a little faith. I want a little support. I want a little
tenderness.
I want you to believe.
Get Galen her stuff. She's missing her sauerkraut fork, her pike, her
it's on the other
sweater,
side of those monsters.
Her
also,
book.
You're an ass beater. You can get your own stuff.
She doesn't like butts.
What the fuck?
None of us understand her now.
Completely unrelatable.
She's a schlong reader.
Okay.
But she's the thing. She can prefer schlong, but she can still enjoy like butt.
I don't know. In my mind, Galen just doesn't, that like doesn't process.
She's all about that cock?
Galen, all right. Well, okay, so good thing that didn't come out in character or else like everything would grind to a halt. So
where everyone would be like, what the fuck are you talking
hold
about?
Hold on. I know we're Thin Lizzy in this bitch, but.
But.
Well, speaking of but. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
So the female with the arming sword goes first. I don't think you did a shout when you entered with your karate kick and your hi-ya, right?
Hi-ya.
Okay, so she sees you, and she goes, no, 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 no. She runs at the red-headed night beast and is trying to speed up them going back to the door and trying to push them towards you guys. So she runs right up into its grill, and she swings at it with her arming sword, and she gets a 11 versus its dodge. Hits!
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it only has three legs. It's not...
That's good for us to know.
Yeah, if I only had three legs, I wouldn't be so surprised.
You said it has...
You'd be very stable.
So you said it has six legs. Is it missing, like, three legs on one side? Or, like, how...
Well,
you don't know. You don't know how their balance is.
Max damage.
Boom.
I like when he rolls
undercover
and it's
crit.
Not pointed at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, it has a thick hide, so you can tell that not all of it kind of... It bites, but not that hard.
Okay.
So...
Oh, no. We know that karate kicking asshole. They're the ones who walked up the dump side of the
We were looking for Sauerkraut Mountain.
Hey, guys.
I imagine the story of you guys got passed around as a joke. Everybody, so the moment they see you at the door, they're like, no. Well, they see Kelton, actually. So they probably were complaining about you for some completely different reason and has no idea you're allied with the rest of these guys. So
who are the idiots who walked up the mountain armed to the teeth?
Yeah. It is now Kelton's turn.
Yeah. So far.
It's a big building.
Kelton is going to run towards the redheaded stranger.
The redheaded night beast?
Yes, right there.
Bloody brat.
And you're going to hold your attack action?
Hold my attack action.
Okay. Then we'll move on to the bearded male with the two-handed axe. He has now caught inside of you and heard the bloody browns.
Again with this guy with the bloody browns.
And he...
Guys for life!
He's going to run to support his apprentice with the arming sword.
He can actually run?
Yeah, he can run.
Okay, I just wasn't sure how wounded he was.
He looks beat up, but he's still fully mobile. And he's putting himself between the red-headed night beast and the three-legged night beast, but just within their reach, so they're not actually flanking him, so they don't have the upper hand against him. He's going to take a swing at the red-headed night beast as well. That's a miss. He rolled a 4 on the die. Then it is... Now it's the bearded man's turn, who is playing a gelt. It is Nesbitt's turn.
Yeah, Nesbitt's just going to run up behind Kelton. I'm going to put a shadow of death right there.
You're putting a shadow of death on the bearded male with the two-handed axe, and it's going to be affecting the three-legged night beast, him, the female with the arming sword, and the red-headed night beast. Purple okay with you?
Yes. Preferred, in fact.
Is that illustrative enough?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you put your Shadow of Death, and then it's the red-headed Night Beast's turn. It starts its turn in Shadow of Death. How much damage does it take?
1.
Plus your composure, right?
Oh, yes. 2.
2 total damage? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. But hey, it bypasses armor. Then it's going to attack the bearded male. It is only in combat with the bearded male with the two-handed axe, but it is going to reposition itself to flank the bearded male with the two-handed axe.
Ooh.
And this, you would know that flanking tactics is...
I was about to say, they are intelligent.
As intelligent as some kind of pack hunter would be. So like wolves do flanking, you know, things like that, right?
Raptors.
They're learning. It attacks. And that's a natural 16. And it does a d10 plus 1, so 9 damage to the man first.
That's a hefty blow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is great. It's like being at a shooting range instead of being shot at. You know?
Yeah, it is really interesting watching
those
him
dice go
do a combat between two parties outside of us.
And
Stop hitting yourself.
And you see that the bite he took is causing this man to bleed. And now it's Obed's turn.
Okay. Obed is going to go into Aspect of War at the start of combat.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
And Obed is going to move.
So you looped in around the entrance, and you're distancing yourself from Kelton and Nesbitt to get line of sight?
Correct.
Okay.
And for the sake of me having already done my math, Obed is really tired of whiffing
being pushed around.
On ice stuff. No, the ice stuff. He mm-hmm. wants to show off. Obed is going to level up.
This is not
a step in ice, though.
He's, Super Saiyan.
He's taking another step into zealotry, so he is now going to be step 2 zealotry.
Spending 30 momentum.
Spending 30 momentum to get step 2 zealotry, which gives me a daily and a cool crit heal that I do if I land a crit. So that was my free action of picking my thing.
Mm-hmm. What are the names of both those abilities, please?
Sparks from the Anvil is the free burst heal that I get if I crit on a target, and Condemnation, which is my
Condemnation is also a good band.
Hello, Boston. Yeah. We are
or like an Amazon Prime documentary.
If that was the Trojan Condoms podcast name, I would maybe listen to it. Just be like, what are they? Where are they going with this? I'm into this.
Condemnation. So what is the prophylactic ability you just got to?
That lets me call down Judgment, which does damage, and then adds radiant damage to everyone else's attacks for an entire turn.
Nice.
Since all I've done is a move action, I'm going to use, because I keep forgetting to do this, my scene utility of Remembered Past. because I'm trying to remember the books that I was studying to learn these ice spells.
Okay.
All right. So I'm thinking really hard about this. And I'm going to cast my scene, which is Frigid Sphere. And I'm going to cast this on the bearded man with the two-handed axe in the center.
You're going to take a negative to cast it from where you are because the red-headed night beast is providing cover for him. Well, and he's engaged in melee with it, which would just be, that's the same thing. It would be a negative four.
Okay, then I'm just going to attack the night beast. So that's going to be 16.
Uh-huh.
Or four.
It's hitting the three-legged night beast. It's gonna hit.
Okay, so that's 2d8.
I'm going to light this building on fire.
Can't wait.
Right, so that's 8 damage to the center one.
Okay, 8 damage.
And it is immobilized, and both of the humans next to it are slowed.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't put my aspect of war on that. 10.
All right. And you feel that the armor is kind of helping it a little bit, but it's still immobilized. And next up is the young male with the short spear, who is yet to act. He sees that the red-headed night beast is angling himself to go to the bearded man with the two-handed axe. So he's going to follow its example, and he's going to run up and be flanking the red-headed night beast with
Ooh,
the bearded man.
Ooh, I like this.
He's going to take a shot at it. This is tough. That's a 10. Oop. He misses.
All right, Gaylene.
Gaylene is leveled up.
Well, tell us what you did. You spent.
Do
what?
I need to say both of them?
Well, you spent 60 momentum.
I did. I spent 60
double
momentum.
Leveling.
Yeah, Gaylene is already step one champion, Citadel Core, and Scoundrel step one, and she upgraded, so now she's Citadel step one as well, and then Scoundrel step two.
Getting super tanky sneaky.
Dope.
Yeah. So Gaylene is going to use Leap. She's feeling refreshed. She feels lighter. She doesn't know why. She's really just missing something. But she feels really fast. So she's going to go 12 spaces towards the three-legged friend. And she's going to say hello.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
With a venom strike?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, it's like a spider, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a big six-legged spider. Oh, well, you don't have to get that close, right? Because you've got...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have a pike again.
I do have a pike. Okay, she's going to... Well, they're spiders. Aren't they venomous? They, like, say hello with...
It's true. So, that's how... Yeah.
That's a reasonable way to interpret that.
So, yeah. Gaylene's, like, really pumped, and she's going to use Venom Strike as her first one, so her weapon will be all, like...
Cool.
All
right.
I like the idea that Gaylene doesn't even realize she can do this leap. It's just that she took the sweater off and suddenly it's like moving I so
like
much
Lee.
Fucking
light.
Rock Lee.
Rock Lee. Yeah.
All right, so a 2.
A natural 2.
Yes. 6.
That's a miss.
Okay, she tried.
She
but
did.
Her weapon is now poisoned.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
She's ready to say hello.
And you're in range.
Yeah.
That's right. And you're also flanking it, which means if it attacks somebody other than you, you get to make a free attack.
Is a bite a melee attack?
It is.
Okay.
It is now the red-headed night beast's turn.
I do love them redheads.
And it is flanked. I'm sorry for how this is going to go down. The red-headed night beast is going to attack the bearded male with the two-handed axe. And you can tell that the way it moves doesn't leave itself open for opportunity actions.
Ooh. Okay.
It has no blind spot.
And
all right.
Okay. Did it take its damage for starting its turn in his zone?
It did not. So I need Shadow of Death.
2.
Okay. This is
Is it plus anything?
That's with a plus.
Yeah, that's with the plus.
Fuck.
Okay. Then it's going to take a bite at the bearded male with the two-handed axe. It's going to take 2 bites.
Oh.
It is fully mobile and it is snapping.
I don't like Night Beast.
I don't like that Night Beast in particular.
1 hits. And it deals. So it takes 4 damage, and you can tell that it transferred some kind of poison into the bearded male, who is already bleeding.
Mm.
What a monster.
Yep.
What an absolute
First of all,
unit.
By accident earlier, 16 still missed that.
Yeah.
The redheaded one, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to know that at that point, but we know it.
I do want to say I really want Gailey to use pocket sand on the big monocular looking orb eye.
It's not a monocular. It is a ring of hexagonal bug eyes around it.
Okay, I want to blind the multi-eyed thing. I think that's funny.
Well, do you have to circle it to do that?
I don't think, no. Pocket sand
no,
works.
No, she just salt bays.
I think it's immune to directional blindness, probably. So up next, it's Esmond.
All right, Esmond is going to make a beeline on the other side of Nesbitt.
In through the door.
One space away from Nesbitt in a line this way.
All right, stopping right there. Kelton would like to use his held action.
Okay.
Esmond.
Yeah.
Take the shot.
Sounds good, boss.
Plus one to hit, plus two to damage.
Hey, I'm the boss.
Because Kelton.
Right now, he's my boss. He's telling me to hit.
Wait,
man.
Kelton just feels so inspired by the leadership that he sees in the eyes, the respect. You're looking at him. He feels his command go from 1 to 2 to 3.
Whoa! Whoa!
60 momentum.
He knows he is the leader of his friends.
He is the manager.
So this is plus two?
Plus 1 to hit, plus 2 to damage.
Ooh, all right.
Well, that got buffed.
So I'm using a Burning Lance. Who was my target?
Kelton picks.
Let's do Spider with three legs.
Spider with three legs? All
right. Beast with three legs. It's right in the middle, right?
But if you... No, it's the... There's a human in the center. Or a...
But that will be with a -4, because it's engaged in melee combat. Mm-hmm. Want to do it?
Do it.
Guy in the center?
Get him.
16 plus 3.
Hits.
All right.
Yeah. How come we didn't have to add that up?
What do you mean...
You didn't have to add it. They didn't
Liam
say...
Liam added up.
What do you mean?
What's 16 plus 3?
19.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because what do we ask if he knows the answer?
It is 6 damage to the center man.
Ooh, okay. So you get that he has very light armor.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he takes it. Ooh, hits it. A bolt of flame comes out of you, tags him, and then it bursts and it hits everybody around him?
For four.
Okay, so that's the red-headed night beast, the female with the arming sword, and the three-legged night beast.
Do they take that extra plus 2 because it's an attack I granted?
No, I think it should only be the center one. Yeah. So it would be 8 to the center one. I forgot about your plus 2 damage.
Okay.
Also your plus 1 to hit, so it's 20.
The night beasts, it seems to, the burst damage just seems to fleck off of them. Didn't get through. And
it's going to be rough.
But the female, it tagged her. And now...
It's Esmond's turn.
Esmond, being inspired by the rest of his friends, just appearing to be stronger, to be better than they were. He's going to spend 30 momentum and go step 4 in the path of fire.
Yeah!
Whoa, step 4.
He's going to target the center man.
The center man. Bearded.
The bearded man with the axe, two-handed axe.
Yep.
He's going to spend 3 momentum.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And he is casting Pillar of Flame.
All right. Into a Shadow of Death as well.
God, don't fuck up. 21
is a hit.
All right.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
you're clapping now, but you were like, but if he fails.
Chad has got some good ones queued up for us.
Oh, shit. All right. So, bearded man with the two-handed axe takes 11 damage.
Ooh.
Everyone in burst 1 takes 9 damage.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Okay. Give me a second for that one.
Is everyone dead?
There's a pillar of
that was the best Pillar of Flame hit burst damage-wise I've ever done.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
There's more.
But wait, there's more.
No. Because of pyroclasm, I damaged multiple enemies with my last attack.
Yes. So this next attack does what?
They do 2d4 extra damage.
Oh, okay.
So instead of...
Can you read the wording on that to us?
After damaging multiple enemies with fire, add additional fire damage to enemies hit on next turn.
Well, that is this.
Is that in this next turn? All right.
Yeah, because
it's after the attack of opportunity.
So, like, even though it was at the same round, it was...
Yes. Instead of 9, it's 14.
14.
Holy shit.
I did more damage in the explosion than...
That is dope.
I forgot about pyroclasm.
So the three-legged night beast dies.
Yeah. So if I grant him an attack and he does damage, and then he does his attack, can he use that extra?
If the first one hit multiple enemies,
yeah.
I like the way that fire is set up in that it's there is an internal momentum the class,
which
it's like,
is extremely consistent.
It's proc-based.
Yeah.
So having command and fire is,
is not bad, unless I miss with it.
Well, it was already okay, but it just, for both of you, got better.
Because I'm using hands and because of Leaping Flame, the bonus to hit that you give me makes it more likely to get the first hit to then get a +2 on my next base. Yeah, there's some cool stuff going on.
It's like a rolling flame.
Which gathers no moss.
+1. And the bearded male with two-handed axe looks awful. That took just about everything out of him when he received all of that damage. Because you guys are like a Gatling gun. And now,
I also like the idea that you cast one and it went pew. And then you're like,
I hit with a grenade. Fuck it, throw a nuke.
Yeah. It's fine in his range.
And now it is the female with the arming sword's turn. She starts her turn in Shadow of Death.
Oh, I did have a question. Did the second Night Beast look like it took the impact the second time?
It did.
Okay.
But it's still up and
about. Right, but I wanted to, I didn't know if it was magic immune or whether it actually had armor that it didn't get through the first time.
It's just thick hide. Now you also get the sense that the only reason it's not dead is because when you walked in here, it was doing better than the other one was.
Okay. Mm, got it. Okay.
It's only immune to ice, death, radiance, fire.
And regular physical damage.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much does it take from Shadow of Death? Right.
Arrows, though.
4.
So the female with the arming sword takes 4 damage from Shadow of Death. Okay, and she's still up, too. She is going to...
Good AoE round, guys.
Yeah, feeling pretty good about it. I was getting excited as stuff was bunching up. I was like, I've never been able to do this before. This is really good.
So now she sees that things are really bad, and the bearded man with two-handed axes is going down. She's in Shadow of Death. She's going to charge at Gaylene. Now, Gaylene, this provokes an opportunity attack.
Yes. I don't know what that says. 3. So no.
3 plus what?
Plus 6.
9.
So 9? No, that's a miss. Mm. Yeah, so she ducks in under your spear as she comes running in, and then she takes a swing at you.
It's the number of the shitty beast.
12 to hit.
My dodge is 14.
So she misses as well, but because she misses, and you are step 2 scoundrel?
Yes.
You gain the upper hand against her until the start of your next turn.
Oh, yay. So...
Nice.
That's pretty good.
That's reflexive riposte.
Wait, until the start of her next turn?
Yeah. So what is that?
So
does that do anything?
No, it's...
Until the end of my next turn.
Yeah,
oh, is it? All right, yeah. It's all the same. I mean,
if it ended before she could do anything at the start of her
turn. I wasn't sure if, I had the upper hand, and then it was my turn, and it's like, I no longer have the upper hand. So I wasn't sure how that...
It could be even the start of that enemy's turn again, and if it's a... enemy that gets multiple turns, it could
work. That would be the
we'll
other
talk
thing
about
that made
it.
Sense,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
I think it's...
Editor's note. Kelton, you're up.
Edmund, do that again.
All right. Oh, I got a better one now.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
You take a -4. They're all engaged in melee.
I'm guessing at the redhead?
Yes.
All right.
Kill the one
with
the creepy eye.
The hard one to hit, but, if your splash damage is strong, maybe hit next to the redhead to... Hit it with splash damage?
I think I can hit it.
Oh,
with
you can hit it.
With -4.
With the -4?
I think I can hit it.
Let's do it. All right.
Because this is with a +3, plus... This is with a +7.
Let's see it.
Plus my 1?
Oh, no. So +8. 14 +8, 22.
22 minus 4, 18?
Mm-hmm.
That is a hit.
All right.
Yeah.
Get a d12 plus 6 on the redhead.
Ooh.
11, so 15 on the redhead.
All right. It dies.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that enemy design all of a sudden. A lot.
Crunchy outside, squishy inside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does Burning Wind still have splash damage?
It does. It just deals your composure.
Oh, okay. 3.
So everybody takes 3?
Or 2. Everyone else takes 2.
Okay. What about the extra damage for your last attack having hit multiple enemies?
You are right. I forgot about that punch.
And that's still... And you just did it again, so... Mm-hmm. Man, step 4 made that.
Yeah, it did. It,
that's...
It
yeah.
was... It was... It's a good...
You just turned everything to a cascade.
Okay. The bearded male with the two-handed axe dies. The young male with the short spear. It's the first time he's taken damage. He is armored. He only takes a little bit of damage.
And then Kelton is going to shift forward to Phalanx with Galen.
Ooh, okay. Granting her plus one to her dodge.
Phalanx is so minor in a lot of ways, but I feel like flavor-wise, it's so rich.
I think we might want to buff Phalanx just for flavor, that if the guff you're standing next to has a shield, it's plus one dodge, plus one armor.
Ooh, I like that. Also, anything to make shields cooler.
Yeah.
On board.
Nesbitt, it's your turn.
Okay. Nesbitt is going to get directly behind Kelton. Hey, all of you assholes, watch this shit. This is gonna be fucking dope. So that was him using Showboat, a champion step 3 ability, because he is going two more steps in champion.
Holy shit.
We are popping, motherfucker.
Yep. And what does Showboat do?
Showboat gives him a plus 5 on his next physical skill check.
Oh, it's not an attack.
Oh, damn
it's a skill check.
Ah, oh, piss.
Yeah, I mean, Showboat anyway.
All right, yeah.
Might as well.
I'm doing it anyway. Yeah, it's a fucking scene ability. Yeah. And he's going to do a double strike. Bear in mind... She was in the range of his frigid sphere on his previous turn, which makes her slowed, which with step 2 champion, I have the upper hand on targets that are slowed.
Okay.
And with step 3 champion, piercing lunge, I can use piercing weapon as ranged.
As reach, yeah.
So, or reached, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, both swords right over Kelton's shoulders. Actually, probably under his arms. He's way taller than me.
Kelton, clap your hands.
Right up into her.
Oh, cool. All right, you're doing Mecha Shiva.
Yeah.
You know when you stand in front of someone and you put your arms behind their back and they put your arms through?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just got two swords sticking out.
No, I've never seen whose line is it anyway.
So does that mean Kelton is Weasel Man's armor with that move?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to attack Weasel Man, do they have to go through Kelton's armor?
Usually, yeah.
Just in general. That's generally true.
Mm-hmm. That is a 22 and a 15.
Boom!
Against the female with the arming sword?
Yep.
90-19.
Would you be surprised if both hit? They very much both hit.
Nice. Okay, now let me figure out what my damage is.
I'm going to let you do it. This is going to take time, but it's going to be worth it to hear the number at the end.
Each one is a d10 plus my strength plus, since I have...
Isn't it strength on one, or did we make it two?
Yeah, it's just one strength, so plus two. Plus ambush tactics, so...
Which
two
did level up, right?
Yes. So that's another 2d8. So 2d10, 2d8.
Plus two?
Plus two.
Plus two. See, that's
my
9,
God.
19, 27, 29.
29 damage.
That's some Galen damage.
She fucking
not today.
Explodes.
Actually, here's the thing. Galen just leveled up. I don't know if that's true anymore. Yeah,
now she's even more ridiculous.
She didn't do anything this round.
I think Head Splitter has to do 8 damage now.
She dies. You eviscerate her. Plus one momentum.
Yeah.
Hell.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Omi.
29's a good birthday present. The only person left is the young Eshwin male with a short spear who is clutching in both hands. And you hear him chanting. He's repeating the song of his people, which is a real thing for Larsons. You can tell he's just getting ready to give like a zealous charge. He's rallying himself. Obed.
Obi, what just do you do? Like, ask him to like hold it.
Yeah, I was
going like,
to say, do we want to try and...
Can we just get our stuff?
Here's the thing. We as a party, no. You as Obed, maybe.
I would like to take that short sword and slowly drive it in its guts.
It's a spear.
A short spear as he watches.
It's like a kebab.
If we're doing this, we're giving him a buckwheat.
Based on the zealous nature of these people, I don't think that he's going to be giving up, so I'm going to go ahead and just cast a javelin of ice at him.
Let's hope it works, huh?
Yeah. Then I'm not going to move, because then I get augmented damage if I
land.
All right, let's see it.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah!
13, 14, 15, and I'm in war, so... 15.
15 to hit?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You finally hit a guy with some fucking ice.
Yeah.
Good job, Obi.
You're doing that functionally
instead of just decoratively.
4, 7, 8, 9, 10 damage.
10 damage. Ooh, that hurt. Okay, yeah, that hurt. And you could tell, like, he was not expecting it because he had his eyes closed and he's clutching his short spear. And then ice just hit him in the chest. He's knocking the wind out of him. He's huffing.
Just imagine this, like...
I feel bad, but, like, he's gonna charge me with the spear. Obed feels bad. Yeah. There you still go. Just...
Yeah. That's better.
I mean...
Kelton walked in his underwear and is just like, that guy. That one. And fire and just blowing up.
He's got the hearts underwear, like the guy from Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
King Arthur?
Arthur, yeah.
The guy. And then
he has a name.
Prove it. And then he's going to charge at the first person he sees when he opens his eyes, who is Kelton.
You literally play him in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, where his name is Arthur.
And then...
do I get an opportunity?
Oh, wait. It's the start of his turn.
He wasn't in it.
He moved through it. Okay.
Yeah, he sprints through the Shadow of Death from one side to the other, completely avoiding its damage. Charges with his spear, both hands on it, and charges at Kelton.
Do I get the opportunity attack?
Do you have a reach weapon?
No.
He just
engaged you. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
He didn't move through a threatened square. He entered one.
Gotcha.
So, here we go.
Ooh!
Natural 19. That's a 21.
That hits.
Okay. And it does...
Make that.
6 damage.
No armor.
That must feel so bad for him.
Yeah. Well, you could see the armor right over his shoulder.
Because he's just usually just like, 6 damage.
Normally they don't hit me in the meat.
Gaylene.
I think we should roll this back. And I do believe Gaylene should say, not so fucking fast.
See, I was curious. I thought she had picked up
That's
not so
scene,
fast.
That's a scene, motherfucker. You can do that right now.
You can interrupt.
Well, should I try?
You can interrupt that attack.
Yeah, so
when I do that?
That's fine, because no time has passed.
Also, she just got it.
And also, no time has passed. So he ran in and did an attack against Kelton that did hit. You can interrupt it with not so fast if you hit.
I'm going to do my best, boss. Which isn't great. It's not doing well. So 7 plus 4, 11.
That's a hit.
What?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, so beefy.
Yeah, but you can read it.
Yeah, my eyesight's not good. I'm scared.
Why? You just
You've already landed.
Yeah, but I'm not...
The hard part is over.
2 plus... Is this a 6 or a 9?
That's a 9.
Oh, so 11, 13.
13 damage? Ooh, yeah, he's about to drop, and
it also stops that damage from
the attack. Kelton didn't actually get hurt.
Yeah.
It cancels his attack against Kelton.
God, they just became a better tanking duo.
And now it's
infinitely better with that attack.
Yeah. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, so now you can decide to do something.
Because that was now, an immediate interrupt.
You can hit him with whatever you want.
Do you think so? This is just insane.
He's the last enemy. This will be the end
of
the scene.
So you can go nuts with a scene. I'd hold on to a daily, but you can...
I don't know, I just wanted to
You can drop a helmet splitter and not give a fuck.
Yeah, I was looking at my at-will.
Oh, he's also envenomed, by the way.
Not by me, right?
Yes, by you. Just hit him.
If he just went, do I have to roll for poison?
No. It's your turn, not his.
Oh. You can kick him to death.
You can helmet split him with a hi-ya chop.
Because also, if you don't kill him... I am.
Yeah.
Well, you might like that.
I do.
Dude, we'll all like that. Me, Kelton, we all want to fucking kill this guy, but you have the opportunity.
I'm just going to do Overwhelming Strike.
Fine.
If that's okay.
It literally won't matter. So go ahead.
Thank you for this big D8. I just don't know what's wrong with my eyes.
The big D8. The big D8.
That's what
D20. Nobody calls me.
Well, you're not two pyramids' butts touching. I got a 10 plus 4, so 14.
That's a hit.
Yay. And then I roll 2d10.
It's slightly bigger than 2.
I don't know how to accurately describe d10 quickly. The one with 10 sides? I don't know.
9.
9 plus...
So 11.
11 damage. He dies. He's on a pike.
Gaylene salvates.
Now, he's on that pike, but as he slumps forward, you see gleaming in the corner, leaned up against the wall, with a tag added to one of the many hanging things hanging off of it, along with beautiful sashes and jewels, Beals. And an entire wind chime is Gaylene's pike.
Okay. Can she just grab it?
You walk over and grab it. So that fight is ended. Everybody gets 3 momentum.
Yay!
For doing awesome leveling up tricks in one fight and making it epic, everybody gets 2 more momentum.
Yay!
For freeing all the prisoners without supposedly putting them in undue
killing
danger
many
yet.
Of them.
Well, we don't know yet. So without
some of them probably died, but it's not explicitly our fault.
For
we let them do whatever they want.
We for didn't freeing kill them without any of them dying while you were freeing them. You get 2 more momentum.
Yay!
Ooh, I'm back above 30.
Nice.
Okay. Level up. Now you're in the armory.
I was about to say, I'm at 40. Champion level 4.
I'm the only one who didn't level up twice. So,
well, things are about to get tougher. So you're in the armory. You see your gear in a pile with a lot of other gear from other people. You have the most militaristic of the gear. There's a big locked cage full of Larson equipment. If you look up to the roof, you see a little pull down. Doors to enter the watchtower. Oh. What do you do?
Gaylene goes over and she gets her pike and her sweater and she puts it on and she uses her pike like a pitchfork and starts looking for her sauerkraut fork. Where is it?
All right, so you start doing that. What's everybody else doing?
Kelton is going to grab his gear. He feels a little weird just standing around his underwear.
Esmond is going to help Kelton don his armor.
I appreciate it.
I toss the sword and Obed grabs his bardiche. And then while they're doing that...
You're not even going to keep it for sentimental reasons? Just strap
no,
to your
I don't
back?
Really like it. All right, fine. It's not really my thing.
Yeah, he never remembers anything.
Can I do
he
like
has
a...
remembered past.
Since we are in a quartermaster's and while they're doing that, can I just do like a check to see if I sense anything with like any magical things?
Sure. And Nesbitt, what are you doing?
I'm gonna grab my gear. I should have 3 daggers somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. 1 wind dagger and 2 standard.
Okay.
I'm going to stow the 2 standard daggers, drop one of the scimitars, and grab my wind dagger.
All right.
I'm going wind dagger, scimitar.
I was gonna
Hell
say,
yeah.
Dude.
That's tough.
Is it weird that I almost think the scimitar should be the offhand?
Didn't you
That's
have
what I'm
a-
doing.
Didn't you have a
We're
ring?
Gonna make out
I thought
later.
Someone had a ring or something that we picked up early on that you guys fought over.
There was a
bracelet.
A bracelet.
Yeah. A bracelet that was 1 dexterity that we gave to her that made her like 5 dexterity. Okay.
Well, I think it brought her to 4.
It brought her to 4,
yeah.
Which is still
well, okay.
Me and Obi got matching moon bracelets.
Yeah,
those are,
yeah, and those were just like charm bracelets. Yeah.
Does Gaylene find her sauerkraut fork and or Bat Mormon book?
So while you're rifling through... Plus 1 momentum.
Oh, yay!
While you're rifling through that and Obed is searching God for magical items, you're so destitute that you're positive you checked everything. There's no sauerkraut fork in this pile.
Does she get the book?
The book is in there.
Okay, she has the book.
You do not find anything magical, except for, let's say you find something magical and it turns out to be the wind dagger. So you just give it to
Nesbitt.
Okay. Nobody came to this hill to fight except the Larsons, and you're not getting any magical feeling from the weapons and gear behind the locked inside the locked cage because it all looks very standard issue.
Can I urinate on the standard issue weapons?
You know what, if you got a powerful stream you can reach it.
Hold on,
I would like to roll for that. What would that be?
Dexterity. Dexterity for sure.
I almost think it would be endurance to push.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an aiming factor. It's a big... I'm not...
You know what? Give me a roll and you pick.
Hold on.
All right.
What are you ping on?
The standard issue stuff.
Okay, hold on. Before you do that. Is there... for the sake of one of my abilities where I need to hit with a non-spell thing, is there a... I don't want like a bow, but is there like a crossbow or like something super small that would count as a ranged weapon? Even
there,
like
there
a
are
swing.
Hand crossbows.
Yeah.
Well,
is there one...
We'll say that there's a hand crossbow in the pile of the things from the... it's not really a military-style weapon, but people would use it for hunting, you know, small game and rabbits and that kind of thing. There's a crossbow, nice. We'll say, with some bolts.
Perfect. Obed grabs that.
All right. You're looking out the front door. You see that the mayhem's gotten a little worse.
Fine, I don't pee on it. I don't give a shit.
All right. You missed the pee roll? Okay.
No, you fucking nailed it.
14.
He just wanted to...
Oh, 14?
Yeah.
You hit it.
Yeah!
Yeah.
You're not writing your name with it, but yeah. So let's say you're looking outside the front door and you see that the mayhem has gotten worse. A lot of the prisoners have now started mixing and they're fighting with the guards. And now a steady stream of armed but hastily donned soldiers are starting to pour out of the barracks. On top of that, it looks like it's kind of stalling. The sorcerer is getting the beasts under control. And you're seeing that arrows are coming down from the watchtower to try to quell the mayhem.
Whew. Weasel man.
And watchtower.
I think killing the murder box is priority, because that's the escape route gets sideways.
Weasel man, what? I can't find my sauerkraut fork.
I bet those fucking assholes upstairs got it.
And that's where we're going to end it.
I think we heard from the other guy that the captain of the
guard
was...
Well,
she doesn't remember.
Yeah, she doesn't remember.
All right, everybody, have a good night. I just want to say...
Thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this program, please consider checking out our Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. Or our sister podcast, RPG From Scratch, where we design the game that you hear us play. Patrons of our podcast get many benefits, including all the content that we cut out of our design episodes and layliners before we go live. Patrons also get character sheets to make their own characters and the rulebooks for this game as we release them. Patrons at the $10 tier get to create the awesome custom NPCs that our characters interact with. If you want to jump in chat and make suggestions while we're live, you can check us out on twitch.tv/RPGFromScratch. We stream every other Friday. For news and updates, check us out on Twitter. We are at @HomebrewHombres. On Facebook, we are facebook.com/RPGFS. And on Instagram, we are RPGFromScratch, and that's all one word. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.